This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Breen.
G'day, podcasters.
Hey, potties.
We made it rain today with Kmart Cash. You guys can't win, though, so soz about that.
No, you can't, but we thought it was very funny, the sound effect that they wanted
Let's
us to use.
Let's and do then, it.
So this is what they wanted us to use.
Oh, hang on.
I feel like that this represents the constant internal fight between us and our bosses.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want the show to be organic and loose and a bit old school and a little bit kind of daggy. And so they wanted, every time we gave away Kmart Cash, they wanted us every time, you guys.
Every time.
To play this.
Make it rain.
All I do is win, 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 win.
Make it rain.
Monday.
Too much.
It's too much. Like, I don't want to be overly critical of people and the things
the
that they just... But that's just too long.
It's like Konski just ran his finger across the keyboard. All of the things, all of the noises.
So then what did we go with?
This.
It's so shit.
It's
honestly.
That's amazing.
A community radio
station
would
like three coins.
That.
That's three coins coming out. 1, 2, 3. enjoy that. So I got locked out of the house, got in a massive war. There's preschools with mustaches.
Which is hectic.
And Frances Abbott got engaged to Thor.
Yeah.
Yes. So we'll talk all about that. Enjoy the podcast, guys. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the radio show that's got an inbuilt potty mouth.
You and I work blue. Yes. We are working blues, Em and Harley.
No, I'm very clean on stage.
Hosted by two people who always stand up for the little guy.
I will not have him besmirched. How dare you? How dare you? And how dare you?
And featuring all sorts of facts.
Because the way I see facts are, they're conversation starters.
Oh, so just, you're just a guy.
Just make them up.
They're just, I think.
Well,
I
I'm not like... operating on someone's brain, am I? Although, did you know you can do that?
This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Breen.
Good morning, dickheads everywhere. Welcome to the Monday edition. I hope everyone had a lovely weekend.
Hello.
What'd you do?
Flew twice. Not much else.
Yeah, you've said zero since I've seen you in the last half an hour, so this is going to be a fun show.
Yay.
We've got a making it rain today, you guys. We have Kmart Cash to give away to every single one of you who gets on air. $100 to spend at Kmart. Every single caller gets it.
You can buy a whole aisle.
Pretty much. In the lead up to Christmas, this is excellent news. Yeah. We have Sia tickets to give away. We have Harry Styles tickets to give away. We have $10,000 in Alpha Bucks to give away. Just got to keep listening. I'm not going to tell you when.
I was on a plane on the weekend.
Were you?
You're
just a jet setter.
I'm a jet setter.
Gosh.
I go to the shops, I buy trailers.
You go on planes.
And I go on planes.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm on the plane. As you know, I put up with all sorts of different human interactions very well.
You put up with
it. I put up with
it. I think that's the first clue that you don't.
I've got a high threshold.
You have no threshold.
For humanity.
You have no threshold.
Any kind of quirks
you have
or
no
weirdness. But
patience.
You've got, please do it around my face.
You have no patience.
I like everyone.
You hate everyone.
And the uniqueness.
You hate uniqueness.
Of human beings.
You hate human beings. Yes.
Weird. I don't know the voices in my head. So there's a woman who's sitting one, two, three seats away. I'm on the aisle.
Yeah.
Then there's the aisle. Mm. That's how it works.
Great.
And then there's a guy sitting on the aisle. He's a spare seat. And then there's a woman sitting there.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
And we're on the flight from Sydney to Melbourne. It's a 1 hour flight.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, this will be fine. There's no one sitting beside me. It'll be okay. And then I just hear this jingle, 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 jangle.
What was that noise?
Jingle, 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 jangle.
Okay.
What is this noise going on? And I think, it's just another one of my fellow human beings being in the space that I'm in.
Jingle, 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 jangle like this?
Yeah.
Or jingle, 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 jangle like a phone sound?
No, that. That's the sound.
Okay.
Very, very close to that, actually. Okay. Just sort of... If you had 8 of those. There you go. Secret sound, 13, 10, 60. And some Kmart Cash.
For senior tickets. And Harry Styles. Alpha Buck soon.
We tricked you. Anyway, I'm like, I'll just let the noise happen because it's not my
You'll
place.
Let the noise happen.
Let it happen.
Wow.
And then.
You're really generous.
And then I look over. And I'm like, what is that noise? What is the jingle, jingle, jangle noise? And the lady has taken out a square sponge that's basically like a sanding block, but it's a lady sanding block for your fingernails.
You mean a nail file?
So, well, it wasn't exactly a nail file, but
It's like a buffer. I know the
word. It's a buffer.
Yeah, it's a buffer.
So she's buffing her nails, and I'm thinking, well, that's great. I want your nail dust in my lungs. Thanks very much. So
you'll take poo dust in your lungs, but nail dust, you'll draw a line.
What are we talking about poo dust for?
Because you go in there on your phone and sit and breathe in poo.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, it's my poo. I'll take my poo dust. I'm taking everybody. Well, you're doing it on a plane anyway. By the way, people are on the plane, flat out.
You're taking in public poo dust all the time, brother.
Poo dust all the time.
All the time.
So she's jingle, 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 jingle. And then she starts just jingle, 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 jangling her hand, just like sanding her hand.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you sand your hand?
You can sand your hand if there's calluses on it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just sand your hand.
Yeah, I can sand my hand.
She's got like a pile of sawdust around her at this point. Jingle, 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 jingle. I'm like, oh, lady.
I am disputing that noise, by the way. I think it sounds like this.
No, no, no. Oh, sorry. I haven't told you why there's the jingle, jingle, jangle, jangle.
Oh,
yeah,
come right. Okay.
Because she's got like a whole wrist full of charms.
I see ya.
You know one of those people?
Yeah. What? Like a fortune teller?
Yeah. Like a fortune teller.
Pandora.
So yep. Many charms. Ooh. Look at me, charms. I'll take your spirit. I don't know.
What's the point right now? Where are you heading?
So then she starts doing the same thing to her bag.
Oh, she was jingle, jingle, jangling her bag.
You can't be sandpapering. You can't use the same sandpaper.
I want to know what this block was. It sounds like it's a multi-purpose tool. It sounds like a Swiss Army knife.
She's onto her whole hand.
Great.
She's onto all of her nails. Then she's onto her whole bag. Did a whole bag. Great. A whole bag.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then just when I think, oh, look, we're just about to land, the pilot goes, oh, listen, there's a bit of rough weather down in Melbourne. We can't land yet. So we're just going to circle around here until Harley goes completely insane.
The outside of the plane's looking a bit rough. The lady
just got all of the stuff out of her bag. She's just going through rings. She's cleaning off phones.
What is this product?
I don't know, but I wanted to find her afterwards and ask. A lot of stuff to clean.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The M. Rossiano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen.
I was going to talk about, I've got an injury.
Yeah. What do you do?
I've got two things to talk about.
Yeah. About how.
Like,
you
I locked out of the house nude last night.
On your finger.
No, the band-aid, you don't understand the injury. It's so bad.
Yeah.
I also got locked out of the house nude last night, but I got locked out of the house two times over the weekend, one accidentally and one on purpose. So I don't know. I'll tell the finger story first.
So one, you just locked the door.
No, last night there was a possum clearly trying to have sex with another possum on my roof at 1:30, and I went out with an umbrella nude. I was like, hey! Shut up, you idiots!
Yeah.
And then the door shut behind me. So I had to do a delicate creep nude around to the back door.
But that wasn't the one that you deliberately got.
No, the other one I'm going to talk about later is Scott locked me out of the house because I wouldn't give him his key to his bike room because I was angry with him, but that's later.
Ah.
I was in a dancing competition with my daughter.
Yes. Yeah,
just Dance.
That's normal.
Yeah. That's how I get my eczema size. I do 45 minutes of Just Dance and I am sweating.
Yeah.
Oh, my Christ. So there was this, we were dancing to Dua Lipa, I got new rules, I got them. And there's a really aggressive dance where you got to clap it. Ah!
Sydney, you didn't get to witness that. But she's just reenacting, hurting herself. And clapped above her head and hurt herself again. It was pretty great.
Oh. Anyway, I clapped above my head really aggressively, and with the controller, I smacked. Okay, first of all, I lifted my entire nail off the bed as I flipped the top of my finger back. So I'm pretty sure, I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure I've broken the top of my finger.
What did you say that for? You are a doctor.
Thank you. But the worst pain is the nail coming off the nail bed.
Yeah,
Because I've got big, thick, like, S&S nails, you know, like, they're solid.
Yeah, people
and the
have.
The whole thing's flipped up. And then I've pushed it back down and, oh, my God, I cannot remember any worse pain ever, and I've been in some pain in my life.
Yeah.
And so now.
There's whole nations have based their torture on doing
lifting.
That.
Have you ever?
Yeah.
The pain of lifting a nail off a nail bed and then trying to squash it back down. So I have got four Band-Aids on.
It's unnecessary. You only need the one.
No, because it lifts. I knock it on everything as my pointer.
Yeah, but you could put some padding. You don't need the four Band-Aids.
What padding?
You could, there's all sorts of different. Yeah.
Nah.
You don't need that.
Nah, because I knock it. It's got mate, I woke up every
you know
5 minutes.
You're knocking it. You've got 4 band-aids on your finger. it's operating under a different weight system.
Oh, it's so heavy.
Yeah.
And you know what else is in? I've got a heartbeat in the top of my finger.
Yeah, because you've got them too tight.
Oh, is that why?
You're not a doctor.
I am a doctor.
Not a doctor.
Coming up later, find out why I was locked out of my house.
131060, do you think it's all right to send two save the dates for any kind of function?
What do you mean? Because I can't make up my mind or I'm going to have two parties?
Well, two parties, obviously, needs to send two save the dates or just have two parties and don't send save the dates.
Oh, I see.
This is what it is. Bride and groom mocked for bizarre save the date card for wedding. Mm. Some brides are notoriously organised and controlling when it comes to their wedding, but this wife-to-be has caused a stir online with her strange request.
Oh, my God. Did you see where this article came from?
And then I read, a Mumsnet user, Barbie, about her cousin's save the date card that included not one, but two potential dates for the wedding. Oh, listen.
Now, she's put a few different dates down.
She's put a few dates. You're just not ready to be married yet.
And she's like, put your plans on hold. Just, I don't know. I can't make up my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know what the weather's going to be, but if you wouldn't mind just maybe popping, I think it's okay.
Here's our dates we're considering. Put those plans on hold.
But
is it all right?
They came with personalised biscuits.
Well, that's good.
The invitation to save the dates came with personalised biscuits.
It also goes on.
I'm less mad now.
To say that she said, top hint, keep colour schemes orange/white or maybe pink in mind. Say, really? What? You've got no idea what's happening at your event yet.
I'm not sure. Is she even engaged?
You don't know when it is.
Has she got a dude?
Haven't met the bloke yet.
Yeah.
Might be in pink.
Might.
Could be orange.
Could get married. Might not.
Yeah.
Just keep everything free forever.
I mean, save the dates is only, is it a new thing? I don't know.
Save the dates has been around for a while.
Yeah, and I get it. It's courteous.
No, I think it's an anxiety that people won't come to your wedding.
But don't you just send the invite and then the date saved?
No, but people want to, like, get in. Just like,
So send the invite.
Yeah, but they're
is
not
it
ready.
The same thing?
Do you think this poor woman, wanted to send a save a date. So she's going to send a save a date. You got to save the date for your save the date. I'm setting a save the date. This is your save the date that your save the date is going to be coming. So save the date for your save the date.
I'm announcing my save the date on this date. If you can save that date for the announcement.
Yeah. Let's get that.
And then we'll have the wedding.
Sure.
Possibly. If the guy's still around.
Mate, in this day and age, it's hard to. You've got to have the best event or people will ditch you.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, you have to win people over.
Well, we're getting wedding invites all the time. And if they are not, what? We're out.
Does anyone want to put a call across so we can give away Kmart Cash, you guys?
Give
or
away
not?
Kmart Cash.
Hello, producers.
Oh, my guys, it is so cool.
Talk to us now.
Send us out.
That's all we have to say. Okay, fine. Thanks.
Feeling crappy? We want you to get happy. Hi, I'm fitness trainer Tiffany Hall.
And I'm clinical psychologist Cass Dunn.
Our podcast, Crappy to Happy, gives you the tools to feel happy and awesome.
It's not about a drastic life overhaul. It's simple strategies for physical and emotional health.
If you're into living and feeling better, you'll love Crappy to Happy.
Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? 131060, we have SEA tickets, some casual SEA tickets.
Some casual.
Giveaway. SEA's nostalgic for the present Sydney concert at Allianz Stadium, December 2. Tickets on sale at ticketek.com.au. I'm taking Odie to that.
Nostalgic for the present.
Yeah.
I like that.
Odie loves SEA. Loves her. We also have Kmart Cash to give away to every single person who calls through on What's the Superior.
Everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner today.
It's like a Sideshow Alley.
We're making it rain. No one wins on Sideshow Alleys. They're rigged.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Carnies. Today's What's the Superior is people are ringing. You don't even know the topic, you guys. You better have a good story.
Doesn't even matter because you all get stuff.
Australians are hoarding possessions due to photo fear of throwing out.
Oh, photo.
Not FOMO.
Not FOMO.
Fear of missing out.
Photo.
I have JOMO, joy of missing out. I get I get great pleasure in seeing an event I should have been at and I'm actually home tucked up in bed.
I have lived with that my whole life.
JOMO's a thing, guys. Yeah. But this is photo, fear of throwing out. It's gripping the nation. According to leading psychologist and expert on collecting and saving behaviour, that's a thing to be an expert in.
Isn't it?
I want to be an expert in collecting and saving behaviour.
How do you do that?
I don't know. She says, that 3 in 4 said they would feel happier if they were able to finally part with things, but they just can't.
Just can't.
Yeah. So
I could help.
I have so many things. I am calling in on 131060. Hi, my name's Em. I can't throw out puzzle pieces.
Yes, you've said that before.
I don't think I've ever said it on air.
Random puzzle pieces.
So if I'm cleaning up, I'll find a random puzzle piece on the ground and then I pop them in a jar because I'm so scared that one day I'm going to sit down and do a puzzle, I'm going to get to the penultimate piece and I'm out of puzzle pieces. I've thrown it out.
How many puzzles are you doing?
None. I don't even have the original boxes.
So there's nothing to justify your fear?
No. But I'm still scared. I don't want to have that moment, that emotion of, oh, you idiot, Em. You threw the puzzle piece out. I don't even know if I own the puzzle the piece belongs to.
Right.
I don't even know.
It could have come from anywhere.
Why risk it, Harley?
You just found it
in a
toy
jar.
Shop. You just went in there and found a puzzle piece. We better save this one.
Yep. I can't throw out puzzle pieces. It's my weird thing.
I'm the opposite. If I saw a puzzle piece, I'd go, well, that's getting thrown out and all the puzzles are going to go.
No. Because one day I'll sit down the puzzle.
I'd throw a lot of them out.
No.
I don't hold on to much.
You don't have anything. You don't have a fear of throwing out. 301060, what's the superior thing you have a fear of throwing out?
No, I wouldn't say. The closest I come to is used screws. I have a little tub
of
those.
Are you afraid you will one day come to a screw hole and go, oh, my God, I did have that screw, but I threw it out.
I had the perfect screw.
But I threw it out.
And I took out another thing and...
Okay,
threw it out.
That works.
So I've got a whole tub of it. Yeah. Even bent up little bits of nails that I pull out of bits of timber.
Yeah.
It's all in there, just in case I need it.
Yeah. I have a fear of throwing out birthday cards.
No. Set them on fire.
I have so many. I have the card my first boyfriend, Daniel Mack, with a huge. He gave me a card.
With a picture on air.
Whenever I think of D-Mac, I think of...
Well, so does everybody
else. His nickname was Soup. As in soup ladle. And not because he enjoyed serving up.
It shouldn't be shaped that way. It shouldn't be shaped that way.
Oh, size of. Woo!
If you think about a ladle,
it
does at the end.
It certainly did feel.
Hello, Sydney. So.
It was comforting and warm, the soup. I still got the first birthday card he ever gave me. Ever. And the picture of a nude guy on the front, some sexist joke. And I was like, aw.
Yeah, I don't keep that stuff. I had a box of that stuff from ex-girlfriends
and
that sort of stuff. Yeah, I kept it for, I don't know, a respectable amount of time in Dad's shed for about 20 years. And then Dad said, I found your box of crap. And I went, well, put it in the bin, mate.
I've got the top of Odie's umbilical cord in a peg and a cup in my top drawer.
Yeah.
Like beef jerky.
Yeah. I think Leonard wants to hang Walters around his neck. I'm like, nah, whatever trips your trigger, champ.
131060, you get the idea. What's the superior fear of thing you have a fear of throwing out? You just know that one day you're probably going to need it.
But you won't.
Yeah, hanging on to it. We have Sia tickets to give away, and every single caller that gets through gets Kmart cash. So make sure you're good. We want banter. We want witty. We want fun.
Ladle.
Soup.
Want more Em Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The Em Rossiano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? We also have tickets to go see Sia live in concerts. Australians are hoarding possessions due to photo. Fear of throwing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, too, that those out there that are suffering the fear of throwing out, try and change your attitude towards consuming in the first place.
Why don't you try and shut your face up?
Oh. Was it immediate?
Okay. Some of us need to buy things.
Well.
To block the gaping holes in our soul for that momentary bit of joy.
It won't
fill. It does. For 5 seconds, I feel amazing. And if I can string enough of those 5 seconds together, I've got a lifetime, Harley.
Try an idea called minimalism.
Try an idea of shutting up.
Well, that's going to be, that's going to make our conversation very difficult.
Well, oh, 301060, what's the superior thing you have a fear of throwing out? Nikki, hey, Nikki.
Hi, how you going, guys?
What's the superior thing you have a fear of throwing out?
Oh, it's actually buttons. I've got about 273 of them. I just take them off pants, shirts, dresses, whatever I get that has a button, just in case one day I'm going to need that button.
Yeah. Oh, I feel that one, just in case something pops off your shirt and you're like,
exactly.
I have one in my 273 collection.
Do you know who else
does
that?
Who?
Leonard Valentine, my 7-year-old. Last night, I was lying in bed with him and I was waiting for him to fall asleep. And all of a sudden, I looked down and I had a chest full of buttons.
Oh.
And it was his button collection that he's decided he needed to look at right now.
Lovely, so,
which is your favourite, Dad? I'm like, the ones that are on my shirt attached to the shirt, the rest of them, put them away and go to bed.
Have we talked about the fact that Odette's Odette Violante and you've got Leonard Valentine? We've never talked about
those
that.
Those two are going to start a gang.
They can start a gang in Japan.
Yeah.
Nikki, you get some Kmart cash. Jared and Appen, hello.
Morning, guys.
What's the superior thing you have a fear of throwing out?
The empty boxes of when I buy like a DVD player or a phone or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just put it in the cupboard, in the garage.
Yeah.
One day I might need to put that broken DVD player back in it.
Yes.
Yeah. Or if you move.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might need to move one day, Jared.
You are my dad, Jared. That is my life.
I have about 30 of them at the moment.
Oh, my God. It, like, and they're not flattened. They're just sitting in your garage.
Like as if I was to walk down the Kmart aisle and grab one. Pristine.
Oh.
Well, good on you.
Well, Jared, you've got some Kmart cash to go and do exactly that with. Take your money and run. You will.
I'll give a hot tip to people listening too. If you're thinking Jared's an idiot for keeping all the boxes, it's up to you. It's neither here nor there. But don't put your boxes out on the front lawn to be taken by the rubbish man.
Why?
Because then people see what you just bought and they rob your house.
Oh, my God. Are you Italian?
Yes.
That is a very ethnic attitude.
Don't worry.
Everyone's trying to rob me.
Yep.
Everyone wants my brand
People
new everything.
Are, mate, every time I come home, there's someone there with a mask on and a stripey shirt just climbing into
and
the...
And a beard.
Like, hey, you.
They always have beards and mustaches.
Always beards?
They always have
mustaches.
Just a little mustache,
really?
Don't they?
Yeah.
I bought 2 new bins from Bunnings on the weekend and I put the boxes out on the nature strip. Oh, my God, is someone going to
Do you now have 5 bins?
No, for the house.
Because if anyone's been playing along.
I bought a soft touch bin for home inside.
Oh,
they're
right,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Close slowly and silently.
Oh, that's what you need when there's something inside that stinks.
Shut up, idiot.
Just quiet,
You're
soft,
being very annoying
slow
today.
Closing.
Georgia and Avalon, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, doll. What do you got a fear of throwing out?
Oh, look, I'm completely minimalist, but my husband is a tiler. So if you would like a whole house or some spare papers. He's got plenty of tiles and papers lying around the house that he keeps just in case.
I'll get your number off here, mate.
but just in case that exact pattern happens to crack somewhere in the world, he has the solution.
Oh, look, and he started being really sneaky about it too. So he puts them in the back of his trailer and he'll start getting them out. I go, what are you doing? He goes, it's the so-and-so. I'm like, okay. Right.
I love him.
I think he's a smart
I love him too, but look, he really meets the criteria for hoarder.
Georgie, you got $100 Kmart cash.
Hooray, thank you.
Enjoy that. Stephanie in Penrith, hello.
Hi, guys. How you going?
I understand this one. What do you fear of throwing out? Yeah.
I have to decline those marshmallows because it's a massive, massive reason why I'm probably in this position in the first place.
Yes.
I can't throw out clothes that no longer fit. Like, I've got tubs under my bed with sizing on it.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like if I throw these clothes out, I'm going to have to live, like, fat life forever. Like, once you let go of them, it's like...
Yep. What's my standard?
Yeah, we're not going back.
Yeah. It's like, back. I get it. You put on heaps of weight and you've got your, like, your smaller life clothes.
Yeah.
And I keep mine stored as well because I feel like if I let go of the size 8s...
Yeah.
And the size 10s.
It's over.
We're
so forever.
Yeah, you're accepting the fact that you're not ever going to be that size again. So you've got to maintain
100%.
You've got to maintain the rage, Harley.
Well, then you should
it's
put them up on a
actually.
Wall.
It's quite depressing.
You should put them so you have to see them every day as some kind of motivation and inspiration.
They're in shame tubs under my bed.
Well, that just seems
Everyone, every woman has a shame tub of clothes, unless you're naturally very thin.
I've thrown out clothes too quickly. yeah. And I've regretted it. Yeah. I've been like...
Because you yo-yo like Oprah.
No, I haven't yo-yoed in a long time. It's more just I get sick of a shirt, throw it out, and then I go, about a year later, I go,
where's that shirt?
I'd like that shirt.
Stephanie, you get to go to see her and you get $100 Kmart cash.
Oh, hey, thanks, guys.
And love the skin you're in, mate.
Yeah, but I can
dance off some of these kilos now.
Sure, babes. I understand. I feel you. I see you. Thanks, guys.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Oh, hey, Paige.
Oh, hey.
Well, doll, just for getting through, you get $100 Kmart cash to splash because we are making it rain.
Oh, yay. That'll be a Christmas present for myself.
So you can take the pressure off and know that you've already won.
Yep, already won. So there's that.
I mean,
and
I feel like the pressure's still on.
Oh, yeah, the pressure's still on.
Yeah, okay, Harley, what do you got for it?
The letter is N for Nana. That is not...
N for Nana.
That's
okay.
Correct. N, and we have to take your first answer that you give. You can only use that once. And also... What are you doing there?
Are you okay? Are you burrowing into the earth?
It sounds like you're eating at some drywall.
What are you doing?
Paige, me?
Hold the phone still, doll.
I just put my hair up because I wanted to get prepared.
I endorse it. I support it.
Right, I get it.
Whatever
get
you need,
mood.
Mate. Yeah, do you want to do some stretches?
maybe do some yoga.
We don't have time for that sort of malarkey.
Here we go.
Right. You get 30 seconds after I read this first question. Go quick, Paige. I believe in you. Here we go. Name a clothing brand.
Pass.
A Sydney ferry stop.
North Sydney.
A Simpsons character.
Ned Flanders.
A food.
Nutella.
A country.
Nigeria.
An insect.
Pass.
A body part.
Nose.
A magazine.
New idea.
An NRL team.
Newcastle Knights.
A website.
Pass.
A clothing brand.
Puff.
An insect.
Knit.
Oh. You were good.
So quick.
700 for you, Paige.
Ooh, yay.
700. Well done, mate. Love plus the $100 at Kmart.
Yep.
You've done good.
Yeah, we're making
That's
it rain
a
all day.
Great time.
Thanks, Paige.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Of course, every caller that gets through gets Kmart cash today.
Yeah.
Making it rain, making it rain.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland, and my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl, was a story about my childhood. A childhood with mentally ill, addict parents, child protection, foster care, and more. But my mum says none of it is true. So now we're comparing our versions of the past with my Podcast One series, Mum Says My Memoir Is a Lie. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
131060. Is it okay to remove the hair from a 3-year-old's lip?
No.
No. Okay. This is one that you would normally assume that I would be, how dare you? Okay. So a mum has slammed a parenting magazine, basically.
Oh, hello.
So one mum's written into a parenting magazine and said, look, my 3-year-old has very bad body hair.
Yes.
So like 3-year-old, 4-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Hair on the upper lip.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. And the magazine said, well, first of all, you should maybe take it to a doctor to check that there isn't a hormone imbalance and that it's okay. If everyone's okay and she's just quite hairy. The magazine then suggested delicately cutting it with scissors, shaving it or plucking it or waxing it. And there's been a big uproar in, you can't wax a 3-year-old's lip.
No, you can't.
You can't do anything to a 3-year-old. But, the mum's worried she's getting teased about it. She's got a moustache.
Well, here's the thing, right?
The mum, I want you to read what the appalled mum has written. I am appalled at Parents Magazine for this article stating that it's okay to wax or pluck your preschooler's mustache.
It's a good sentence.
Just a sentence. Just the idea of 3-year-olds walking around with Tom Selleck style mustaches.
Yeah.
Now, it's not right in a practical sense, right? Mm. But as someone, he was a 4-year-old girl with a mustache.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
I got teased a lot.
You had a mustache at four.
I look like Super Mario. And I used to take to it myself, which was dangerous.
Yes.
Because my mom is a good mom, and my dad, obviously, they're like, babe, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's normal. Yeah. But for me, it wasn't normal. I used to go to school.
Well, it's not normal. And get cold. Normal for you.
The most heinous things.
I'm sure.
And I remember taking to my face with a pair of like Crayola, you know, like craft curved.
Oh, the ones you can't even.
You can't even use.
You can't even cut.
And just like trying to get it.
It's not going to cut your hair.
No. But it's a very interesting one. And like, obviously, everyone's like, no. Leave your child's face alone.
I mean, you shouldn't even use most soaps on your child's face, let alone wax.
No.
It's very sensitive virgin skin there. Just leave it.
It's not good, but
it'll be all right.
It's not when you've had it.
I'm sure it'll be rough.
Oh, it was rough until I was 15. I had the worst body hair situation.
Yeah.
And as someone who's been there, like, I kind of wish my mum had have intervened earlier rather than trying to be a good parent.
And waxed your lip when you were four?
Waxed everything.
Nah.
Just started the electrolysis. Just started deforesting at least by, I reckon by the time I hit high school, it was peak bullying.
By high school.
It was peak bullying.
Yes.
Like, I look like a
Something
hobbit.
Should be done.
It was not good. Lucy in Kellyville, hello.
Hi guys, how are you?
Good. What's your opinion on this?
Well, I've got young children myself, and I'm really anti doing anything to children while they're young. I think when they're old enough, they can make their own decision about what they want to do to their bodies. Probably a little bit extreme for someone my age, but I don't even put Facebook photos of them because I think they're innocent. So let them be innocent to a period of time.
Yeah.
But my best friend's niece, she was 1.5 at the time when the mum took her to get her middle eyebrow removed because it's connected in the middle and it's quite prominent.
Oh.
And the mum took, it caused a lot of uproar with her family because you don't really do that to a child. So I'm really against it myself.
I don't know about waxing a 1-year-old's monobrow.
My eyebrows connect
if
I don't take care of it. Or so do my sisters.
Oh.
All of us. It's the brain curse.
Lucy, you get $100 Kmart cash.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy that. Spend it whatever you want. Spend it on yourself. Stuff Christmas.
Yeah.
Spend it on yourself, mate. Emma and the Gong, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. What do you reckon about waxing a 3-year-old's face?
Definitely not okay.
No.
Definitely.
It's
no.
It's not. It's not okay.
I've got a little 3-year-old and, God, one, I don't think anyone would even notice, and two, never.
You wouldn't do it. All right. No. Well, there you go. $100 came up cash for you, Emma and Gong.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No worries. I am against it, and I would never do it, but I have been the hairy person.
Sure.
Wishing that someone would do it for me.
I can understand the struggle.
Yeah.
But I think if you start changing
the message
your child's
is not
appearance,
good.
Yes,
it's not
a very
message.
Bad
it's
message.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone who called it. Joining us now is my new co-host for next year.
Yes, good to be here.
Ed Cavalier.
Hello, good to be here. Good to be here, guys. And now it is Monday. Obviously, have you been paying attention on tonight, Channel 10?
Yes.
After All-Star Family Feud. Let's just say that the definition of All-Stars being really, really, really stretched, pushed. I think it was someone who left Bondi Rescue 4 years ago tonight. But anyway, good luck to us all.
Hey, I've been on All-Star Family Feud.
That's what I meant.
Me too.
No, so have I. We lost to The Living Room.
Oh.
And I was up against Miguel, and he got the top answer. And I didn't. The bloke barely speaks English. I think Grant was like, yeah, that'll do. So it was name a type of pasta, and Miguel's like, and I'm like, yeah, that'll do. It's top answer. But what we are doing is playing a quiz.
Okay.
And because we're making it rain Kmart vouchers, 13 10 60, if you would like M to be playing for you in the quiz, or if you'd like Harles to be playing for you in the quiz, 13 10 60.
Okay.
Now, here we go. Question one. Oh, no, should we get a contestant first? No, we'll get them in.
We'll
later.
Get them at the end.
We'll do it in a meeting at
Hang
the
on,
end.
People
we'll
are
figure
calling.
It out.
We
we'll
can.
Just put them on and give them money.
good idea.
It's not really a competition, but I love it. Okay. You ready? Question one.
Yes.
What is the link between Prince Harry and Star Wars? Ooh. What is the link between Prince
Harley.
Harry? Harley.
Prince Harry also doesn't know who his dad is.
Wow.
That is fantastic.
You're on today.
That can't be. That's got to be correct.
It's wonderful, but it's incorrect.
Good joke, babe. Someone woke up. Someone had a coffee.
Harry and what's the other one called? William.
Yes. William.
You don't get a point for that. They are both playing stormtroopers in the new Star Wars film.
Oh.
Shut up. Is that? I want to be a prince and a stormtrooper.
Well, there's a long way to go, but you can try for both of those things.
Amazing.
Okay,
right,
there we
good.
Go. One for Hulse. Here we go. Also, here we go. We've got Steph from Borkham Hills' team, M, and Beck from Newtown. You are Team Harley.
Okay. Sucks to be you, Beck.
Hey, Steph.
You're a
thank you.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Oh, I love them. Okay, the next question is an audio question. Mm. Here we go. We're going to hear some audio, and then I'm going to ask you where this is from.
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God!
Oh, the yes, M.
Unbelievable!
M, oh, where
no.
is that audio
That's
from?
Not what I thought it was. I thought it was a guy that won $1 million on the cup.
No, it wasn't, Harley, but it's sporting. Yes,
my
Harley.
Next-door neighbours. They are at it at the moment.
Incorrect.
Well, Australia making the World Cup final.
Oh, you're getting closer. Can we
Russia.
Hear it? Can we hear it one more time? Here we go.
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God! Unbelievable!
Ed's mic's off. You've just
pressed it. Oh, goodness. Now, tell me. Okay. The answer is it was Christopher Pyne celebrating the yes vote with some friends. No, it was from table tennis.
Okay. I believed you.
Yeah. Okay. He was hacked, everybody.
Can you believe it?
He was hacked. Oh, he was hacked.
2 a.m. hacked.
2 a.m. hacked.
Christopher
Pan. Just for one like.
Yeah, Christopher Pan. It was a niche hacker.
I've seen that photo.
Oh, like Beck's gone.
Well, 13, 10, 60 if you want to be Team Harley.
She's coming back. Okay.
Okay, here we go. And second audio question, take it away.
Harley,
now let it play. Let him finish.
Harley. Miguel beating you at Family Feud.
He's a good answer, but incorrect. M, for the steal, what is that from?
That is from Ecuador making Russia 2018.
Oh, it is. I'm going to give you half a point. It's from Peru.
Oh. Oh.
Sadly, that commentator failed the drugs test later on. As we go into the final question, it's one to Harley and half a point to M.
Killing it.
Thankfully, this is a 5-point question.
Oh.
So I know.
What are the chances?
Who's making the rules?
Okay.
It's amazing.
Here we go. For the win, what just sold for at auction for 500? Let me finish the darn questions. What just
You're
sold?
You're sitting really close to him and facing him. I feel like I'm at a distinct advantage here.
A distinct advantage? Or
Shut up, man.
Okay. What just sold at auction for $592 million?
Harley. Leonardo da Vinci's painting of Jesus Christ.
Is incorrect.
Oh.
It was two tins of baby formula. No. I also would have accepted a studio apartment in Surrey Hills.
Yes.
A deposit, that is. You're absolutely right. Harley, congratulations.
Right. Okay.
And with a score of 6, Harley is our winner today, which means Beck.
Beck.
You're the bomb.
Yeah.
Awesome, get
some Kmart cash, mate. Well done.
Yes.
$100. I'm so pleased.
Yeah, not sure you can get a Da Vinci painting for that, but the $100 at Kmart still is a great prize. Well played, guys. And tonight, have you been paying attention? Is on 8:30, Channel 10. I'll do my own plugs and I'll see myself out. See you soon.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio
Show. So, my husband has, he did over the weekend, he planned a bike race.
Yes.
He planned a little Tour de Scott.
He likes his bikes.
And so he plotted a course on Cycling Grinder, aka Strava.
Yeah.
And he got together a bunch of dudes and he put drink bottles on the side of the road. Like, it was the most pathetic thing I've ever seen, but he was really pumped about
it. It's nice to support your partner, isn't it?
And he tried to commandeer Marcella to get up at 7 o'clock yesterday and take photos of the race. He wanted action shots.
Yeah.
And Chella just laughed at him. Anyway, so...
And is it just dudes doing this?
Just
there's
dudes.
No women?
Oh, yeah, no, there's some women.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's open to everyone.
Right.
But more dudes than women. Yeah. And so on Saturday night, he was out washing his bike. He was washing it with metho and washing it, loving it, giving it everything that he should be giving his wife.
Okay.
And okay, and I go, mate, what's going on with dinner? It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's... Should have been cooked. You cook the dinner on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm just got to get ready. I go, no, go inside and cook the dinner.
Ooh.
It's your job, mate.
Yeah.
Your job.
How'd that go?
Well, he like had a go at me because he's like, I've got a really big thing on tomorrow. I go, mate, it's a ride you organise yourself in a Facebook group.
Right.
Okay, it's not, it is actually not the Tour de France. So we argue back and forth. And he storms off to the kitchen. So I'm like, all right, mate, I'll fix your wagon. So I put his bike in his stupid little man room.
Yeah.
And I locked it and I took the key.
Right.
So he.
I'd imagine that went very well as well.
He banged together dinner, right? And he comes back outside. He's like, where's my bike, Em? I go, I don't know where he went. Anyway, he goes and he sees in his little man cave that the bike's in there and the door's locked. He goes, where's the key? I go, I don't know where the key is. And the key was in my bra.
Yeah.
So then he goes inside and he locks the door. And I can't get in
to the house.
He takes a spare key, locks it. So I sprint around the side. He sprints inside and he gets to the back door and he locks it.
Ooh.
So then I sprint to my cello's room and he's in there smiling at me. Lock that door. So I sprint around to the other door. There's so many doors in our house.
It's like Benny Hill and a horror film mashed together.
So I'm standing outside and so both the girls are looking at me and they had a choice to make.
Yes.
And I said to both of them, open the door.
Yeah.
And Scott's like, don't you open the door.
Ooh.
And I'm like, you guys, open the door right now.
Who'd they go with?
131060. Who do you think the girls went with? Me or their father? Me or their father? Who do you think won this argument? On 131060, both of my children were standing as their two lunatic parents were yelling at each other through a wall.
Yep.
He goes, give me the key. I go, I'm not giving you the key to open the door. He goes, give me the key. I go, nah. He goes, slide under the door. I go, I'm not sliding under the door. 131060, it did end in a ridiculous fashion.
It had to
I'm here. I'm dressed.
Yeah.
But I want to say I spent a considerable amount of time locked outside of my house on Saturday night.
Do you have some time to look inside?
Yelling at my children to make Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
131060, who do you think my children ended up siding with?
That was what that film was about.
I always rip that out. Probably something horrible. Don't tell me. Please don't tell me. I don't want to know what Sophie's choice really was. In my mind, she's just picking red or white. Is it a Pinot Grigio or is it a cab set? What is it?
That's what it is.
Is it a cab?
Yeah.
Is it a Pinot Grigio?
Yeah.
Sophie's choice is wine. I don't want to know if it's dogs or children. Stop it. 131060, who do you think my children pick? Kmart cash to everyone who calls. We'll do it next. I'm telling you the story of my Saturday night.
Yes.
Where
of some adult behaviour between the adults of the house.
Husband was meant to cook dinner. He was too busy washing his bike.
Yeah.
So I locked it in his stupid little man cave and stole the key, which he thought was secretly hidden above the door. Good work, genius.
Yeah.
He came back out. Bike was locked up. I wouldn't give him the key. So he locked me out of the house.
Yeah.
I was cutting laps around the house
trying
to get my children to get me inside.
Like the fisherman from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
And I was like making eye contact with, I was looking at Chella going, oh, you better open this door, lady.
Yeah.
You know, you came from my womb, bitch.
Yeah, but she's 16 now and you don't scare her anymore.
So I went to the soft-hearted one, Odie.
Yeah.
Babes, come on, mummy's cold. Mummy's getting bitten by mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Let mummy in. So I wanted to know.
She was planning some sort of performance.
Yeah.
I imagine she.
Doing cartwheels.
Who do you think the kids sided with? Rachel in Kingswood, what do you reckon?
I reckon they sided with your husband, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why do you think that,
why?
Rachel?
One, because it's pretty funny that their mother is locked outside of the house.
Yes.
And two, probably to get back at you for, I don't know, saying embarrassing things about them on the radio to the nation.
How dare you, Rachel? How dare you?
Run, Rachel, run.
As I was running around the house, I'm not going to lie, I'm like, this is going to make great content on Monday morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, 8:10, sorted. But then Frances Abbott got engaged, so we got shunted to 7:40.
Right.
Wendy, hey, Wendy.
Hello.
I don't know how to take this. Who do you think they sided with?
I think they sided with you, Em.
And why is that, Wendy?
Well, see, because any repercussions would be nationwide, whereas, you know, it's just household or office-wide with the husband.
Yes. I like that. Okay, yeah, good. Wendy?
And you could play on this over and over and over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. Especially the 16-year-old. I know how that is.
I already have vibes. Already have Talia in Kensington. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Who do you
100%
think
had to have sided with Scott, because once one parent starts picking on another one, it's way too much fun to just jump in and support that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're right. Neither of those little moles would let me in.
Yeah.
Neither of them.
I knew it was going to go that way.
Absolutely did not. And so finally, after 45 minutes, I conceded, and Scott goes, I go, all right, here's the key. And he goes, no, slide it under the door.
Oh, he wouldn't let you in.
No. So I pulled the key out of my bra and I slid it under the door, but then it fell underneath the slate at the door jamb and it was lost. Forever. We... So he's just standing there looking at me. I'm like, karma, not my fault.
Totally your fault.
Not my fault. It's totally not my fault. If you had to just open the door like a civilized person instead of making me shove it through like it's Oliver Twist. Please, sir, can I have some more? That was me. That's how hungry I was. Everyone gets Kmart cash. I'm making it rain. Have we got a noise effect? Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Okay. All right.
Play the one that we're meant to play.
Can we stop it down? So there's been a fight off air. We're giving away Kmart cash all show.
Yeah. Which should be enough.
Yeah.
We're giving it away.
Kimmy, who's had some shots already today, our executive producer, her and Jace wanted this sound effect. Make it rain. All I do is win, 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 win. Make it rain. Mondays. No.
After every time we give it away.
Every time.
And we both politely said...
Not on our watch.
I don't think that I would like to play that after every person that wins. So we went with... Which sounds like community radio.
Oh, everyone gets Kmart cash.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio
Show. With Harley Breen. Joining us now, friend of the show, friend of ours, fellow comedian, Mr. Joel Creasy.
Joel Good morning. Creasy. Thank you.
Who has the most exciting phone?
I know. I've got ADD, so it's good for me. Instead of biting my nails, I can try and get the little ball to go through. This is the back of the
phone.
It's
like the back of the phone's a rubber maze.
Yeah, a little maze to get the ball go through. Yeah. My boyfriend bought it for me the other day, so I stopped biting my nails on the couch.
I love that you've got that as a phone case to do your stop biting nails. And on the other side is whatever you want. It's
I know.
Like, you can go and look at the internet.
I'm old school, Harley. I'm an old school.
You ask. That's when I think of you. I think old school.
I've always thought
traditional.
Of you.
Renaissance man.
I'm a real Renaissance man. Well, thank you. I'm glad you like the phone case. I'll pass it on.
Now, I haven't seen you, like, in ages.
I know.
What did you do for the marriage equality vote? Where were you?
I was in Sydney.
GQ Man of the Year.
I was at the GQ Man of the Year Awards, so which was really, it's really special. And Alan Joyce spoke, who I'm a bit obsessed with.
Yes. The CEO of Qantas.
Yeah, CEO of Qantas. I really was trying to find him all night because I want to become a member of the Chairman's Lounge. Exclusive lounge.
So hard to become a member.
What do I have to do? Do I have to become a Kruger or something?
I'll put a word in for you.
I'm a Noke. Yeah. Thank you. Are the Breens in?
Yeah, the Breens have been in.
You fly Virgin. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we fly Virgin, but we go to the Chairman's Lounge.
Well, Virgin have the club.
I know.
Yes. Virgin have their version, and I always see that opaque door. Yeah.
We've been trying to get to the club all year.
Yeah.
Desperate. And then Ian Thorpe spoke as well.
Oh, yes.
It was a very gay night.
Well, it was appropriate.
Dan McPherson spoke. It was homo central.
I was with his lovely fiancée Zoe at the races, actually.
Right. Well, I've got a thing to tell her. So
okay. They have been lovers of you. So
I wouldn't even know. What did Dan McPherson do?
He's an actor.
Yeah, but what was he in?
Neighbours and the Tucker's daughter.
I thought I'd caught you out there.
No. What's the show he was in with the daughter? Not the secret one, the other one. I don't know.
The secret daughter, that's Malboy.
Just Malboy, yeah.
He's just Malboy on the weekend.
Oh.
Of course she does a good set.
She does do a great set.
She does a great... I saw her at a charity ball. She did a 90-minute covers set. And you know what I love? I love it when, you know, you see an artist come out and they sing their one hit and then they do the rest of their album and no one cares. Malboy came out, did her hits, and then she just did a bit of Rolling on the River.
Oh,
and,
you know, I love
songs
it.
Songs that people want and dance to.
Yeah, 100%. And now how's your book selling?
You will know, Em. You don't know.
No, they don't give you any feedback.
You have no number.
Really?
Twice a year you get your numbers. That's it.
So they say, it's going really well. Hey, do you want to speak to this community radio station in Ulladulla? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's obviously doing really well.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to talk to a Whippy and What's-His-Face in Ulladulla.
But no, it's doing well. You were up on the charts there. It was good.
Yeah, it's been good.
I sent you a chart. You had no idea.
I know. I texted you back and said, where did you find this? It's been selling well. I've been getting a lot of Insta stories and Snapchats from people.
Any legal action yet? You might be getting some from Dan McPherson later.
No,
but,
yeah. Oh, bring it on. Bring it on, Dan. No.
Woke up sassy.
I did. I don't even know why I've attacked Dan McPherson. I'd love him. No legal action yet in the book. Maybe the ex-boyfriend might have a go, but whatever.
Oh. I'll stuff him.
Yeah.
We hate him.
Yeah, but yeah. So I talk about a lot about him in the book. But, you know, at the same time, I've had an army of lawyers, legalists.
Yeah.
Go over it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Well, thank you for coming in. You're a joy and delight. Is there anything else you need to plug? Was there another reason that you're here?
Got another tour coming up.
I've got another tour coming up. It's called Blonde Bombshell. It is on sale now if you want to come. I mean, a bit sad if you buy tickets this early. But, yeah, sure, if you want to.
Well, it's not. I've sold out my tour.
Yeah, but who knows what they're doing next year. I've not written my show.
No, I've not written mine either. No.
I'll take
Come
it
see
simple.
Harley and my shows. They're going to be really organised.
JoelCreasy.com.au.
It's .au because someone bought .com and tried to sell it back to me for $10,000.
Oh. Just wait on that. They go away. They did it to me.
Do they?
Yeah, they go away and then you pick it up.
Oh, I own .com. Of course I own .com, but I'm .com.au because I'm Australian.
Yeah, you're like Sherilyn Barnes.
Alpha Bax is next. Thank you, Joel Creasy.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bax. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bax app on your smartphone now.
Still bop along to that.
Yeah, it's Boppy.
It's Boppy. Kiara. Hi, Kiara.
Oh, hello. Oh, my God. I've got to.
Kiara, you got through, buddy.
You're nearly hello in New Zealand. Kiora.
Kiora.
Kiara.
Yes, I get that quite often. Yeah. Yes.
Kiara from Minto.
The Aussie version of hello in Maori is Kiara.
Good. I like that. All right. Kiara wants a holiday for Christmas, Doll. So
well, let's give it to you.
Yes, I do.
It all depends on how quick you can be on where you go on this holiday, but your letter is P. P for P.
P, oh, God. Okay.
No, it's a good one, mate. There's heaps of possibilities here on my sheet. You've got 30 seconds. What?
There's a P, and remember, sometimes there's a F.
That's right.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay, yes.
Okay, all right.
You've got 30 seconds after I finish the first question. You've got to take your first answer. You can only use it once. If you get them all right, you have $10,000. That's a great holiday. But you might have $500, which is also a
great holiday.
Still good.
It's all right.
Still good.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Name a cocktail.
Pina colada.
A type of pasta.
Pass.
A celebrity.
Pass.
A condiment.
A condiment. Pepper.
A video game.
Pass.
A style of dance.
Style of dance. Pass.
A gemstone.
A gemstone.
Kiara, you sucked, mate.
Don't repeat the question.
Yeah, you just got to go quick. I've been saying it all year.
I need to think.
Hey, Harley already said it. Don't say it
just
back to him.
Quick.
And don't laugh at yourself mid-game.
And also, I thought I was being a bit harsh saying $500, but you'd only got to 200.
Oh, doll.
200. Right. Oh, dear, I suck. You should send me on the app. I'm even worse.
Get yourself a yoga mat and put it in the backyard and call it a holiday.
That's fine. I've got a train ticket to the Gong or Nui. Go either way. Thanks, everyone. We'll be doing that again tomorrow. But don't forget, keep calling in. Oh, Kiara.
Kiara, come back.
Hey, yeah. Doll.
You got $200.
You got $100 Kmart cash, $100 for Kmart. Make it rain.
I love Kmart. Good. Do that. Well, I can deal with that.
Well, make it rain. It's Make It Rain Monday. Everyone who gets through gets Kmart voucher. So there you go. Kmart cash.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio
Show. With Harley Breen. Frances Abbott.
I drew a picture.
That's a nice picture. Some bubbles.
Yeah, little bubbles.
Daughter of Tony. has apparently become engaged to an Olympic rower after dating for just 2 weeks.
That seems a bit rushed.
You know what? Nah, do it.
Have you seen him?
Oh, let's talk about the Let's do that.
I'd get engaged to him after a couple of weeks.
I would get engaged. What? My point is, why did it take you so long, Francis? I would have asked him to marry me. Hello, Francis. This is Sam Locke. Hello, Sam. Will you marry me?
Yes.
That would have been my response to meeting him.
Francis Abbott, she's no slouch.
Oh, Francis Abbott is like Miss Fitness Australia.
Fit as F.
Yeah, she loves it.
But this guy...
Woo!
I think he's a lost Hemsworth.
I think he is a lost Hemsworth. Yeah. 13, 10, 60, obviously we have to ask you, how quickly did you get engaged? Shortest engagement.
Yeah.
How quickly,
I was quick.
After meeting the love of your life, did you go, I want to marry you?
Yeah.
Can we just, I don't feel like we've given enough attention to Sam.
Yeah.
So they announced it on Instagram and it says, hey, fiance, spelt like Beyonce but with an F.
Very cool.
So first of all, yes, Francis Abbott. Yeah. Yes. 2 weeks was all it took to know that forever with you was a mighty fine idea. Hashtag engaged, hashtag fiance, hashtag crazy in love, hashtag he liked it so he put a ring on it, hashtag all the Beyonce hashtags, hashtag why wait, hashtag let's do it, hashtag love, 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 hashtag all the mushy stuff. Gee, she loves a hashtag.
Hashtag, hashtag.
Okay, I just want to talk. I don't want to be creepy, but oh, mama. Sam Locke, come through. If you want to do yourself a favour, go to our Instagram account because I've made Kieran, our online guy, do a photo montage.
Of Sam Locke.
He has strong, meaty thighs.
He's a big leg man. He did not forget leg day.
No, he did not. He does leg day on chest day.
Yes.
And does chest day on leg day.
He's just got more days in the week.
Oh, my God. He, yes. And he was a rower and now he's a weightlifter. And the two of them... It would be like two statues crashing together when they're intimate.
If they make babies, it's just going to be a muscle.
Oh, it's just going to be... No, their baby will come out with abs.
Yeah, just one muscle.
Just abs. Fire out. I don't even care. I just want to say, don't judge her. She's in love.
Oh, yeah.
And if people want to get engaged because they're feeling all the rush of hormones...
Yeah.
I just think, mate, life's hard. And if you've got someone who makes set you on fire and you're each other's oxygen and all you do is think about them and you're both of age, like she's late 20s, he's early 30s.
It can go wrong though.
Sure, of course.
But that's up.
That's their mistake to make. If it's a mistake.
They won't be the first people in Australia to get divorced, I can tell you that.
Mate, I got pregnant after being with my partner for 3 months.
Right.
Okay, that was 17 years ago.
That's rapid.
Yeah, it was rapid.
Yeah.
But that's okay, it worked out.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know. I feel like everyone going, oh, it's too soon. Shut up. Find some love in your life. Yeah. I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you first met Hannah?
Yes.
How, like, your entire, every cell in your body felt like it was on fire.
Nothing's changed. Every morning. It's true. I kiss her goodbye every morning.
Yeah, that's nice.
She's appreciative of that at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I'm just saying, 17 years down the track sometimes. Yeah. I mean, Scotty still does it for me. Don't even worry. But not as electric.
Sure.
Different electric. Yeah. It's like an electric blanket.
Yes.
It's like, it's nice to hop into. It's comfortable. It's warm. You look forward to it. You know it'll always protect you and love you.
And if you happen to fall asleep, that's okay.
100%.
Yes.
So this is exciting. We want to give you, just go and look up Sam Locke, S-A-M-L-O-C-H. Well done, everyone involved. But we do want to know on 13, 10, 60, how quickly did you get engaged? Like, what was the, how short was your engagement?
Can you beat 2 weeks?
And I also want to know, obviously, how did it go? How did it work out?
Yes.
We have Kmart cash to give away to every caller. So make sure you're good. Make sure it's legit. How thirsty are you for the Kmart cash? We'll take your calls next. How quick did you get engaged? How short a time did you meet someone and know that you wanted to spend the rest of your life with them? Yeah. We're talking about this because Tony Abbott's daughter, Frances Abbott,
yes,
who's also a fitness model,
yep,
very into it.
Bodybuilding.
Bodybuilder, she, after allegedly dating someone for 2 weeks, has said yes to his proposal.
Yeah.
And we went and we looked up former Olympian turned weightlifter Sam Locke, and I'm going to be creepy right now.
Well, I can't focus.
Oh, my God.
He's a very handsome man.
But just strong.
A mountain of a man.
You know, just
well.
Looks like he could, if, I mean, I'm a strong, independent woman and I'm a feminist, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But he looks like he could just pick me up should the occasion call for it. Just lift me up with one arm.
He could lift you up, get the shopping done, and clean the house all at the same time.
While he's holding me, just under his arm. Yep. Like a, I don't know what I'd be doing. Probably, no, I'm not going to say that. I'd be smelling him, let's be honest.
Uh-oh.
But, yeah, we say all power to them. I think we're in agreement. Let's not judge.
Yeah. Oh, look.
It doesn't always work
out. It seems very quick. But whatever.
By whose standards?
Yeah.
Love is love, mate.
Yeah.
We've learnt nothing from this week, last week. good on you guys. We wish you all the luck in the world. But we did want to know, have you guys, what are the stories out there? And we have Kmart Cash to give away to every caller. Sarah, you're already a winner. You got $100 Kmart Cash.
Well done.
Woo!
Tell me your story. How quickly?
My husband and I were together 2 months and we got engaged at 19.
Yes.
Married at 21 and we will be celebrating 15 years married this Wednesday.
Oh, good on you.
Did you know the minute you laid eyes on him that you were going to marry him?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, we met at a friend's party back in, you know, when we couldn't afford to go out. just hit it off straight away. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I knew. The second I laid eyes on Scott, on after our first date, I drew a picture of a wedding dress and I faxed it to my cousin because it was 1998.
Yes.
And I was right. I just knew. I saw it as soon as I saw him. And I wasn't really the marrying type.
No.
And then, yeah, I was like,
and then bingo,
I just
bango.
Knew. I just knew. It was bizarre. Hayley in Wollongong, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yes. How quickly did you get engaged?
I got engaged to my now husband after 6 weeks we were together. Oh. Yeah, so I was only 18.
What did everyone around you say?
My parents were, I think they were more shocked than anything, but they've always been very supportive in, you know, whatever I wanted to do with my life kind of thing. You know, you learn from your mistakes and whatnot. But here we are 5 years on. We've been married a year today, actually, and we've got 2 kids.
Oh, so you had a long engagement, doll. It's a long engagement.
We did have a long engagement, but, you know, yeah.
That's nice.
It was
right,
something
that,
yeah.
You've got Kmart Cash, $100 Kmart Cash, Hayley.
Thanks, guys.
No worries. You know what's terrifying about that? My daughter's 2 years off that age. How would Mama M cope?
I think you need to start having a stronger opinion. How would you go?
If my child told me she was engaged.
Yeah. What are you doing? You're being cool about it.
I'm cool.
You're staying out of it.
Yeah.
You just like, good on you, babes.
Mate, I'm great.
You'd be fine.
Oh, I would be so calm. I'd be like, whatever.
You're about to explode with the idea of it.
I am fine. My eye always twitches like this.
I wouldn't be. Look, I tell you what, my kids are way off it, but I wouldn't be fine. Well, just being honest. If my boy came home and said, hey, I'm engaged, I've known the girl for 2 weeks, I'd be like, well, I can't make you do anything, but you're an idiot.
Strong words. Nicola and Cronulla, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Now, how long were you together before you got engaged?
We were together just under a month.
All right.
Cool.
Sorry for what I just said.
Yeah.
No, but how long are you married? Well, how long are you?
We're not married yet. We're not married yet. We've been together 4.5 years. But I think an engagement is not a marriage. An engagement's just a gesture saying, I love you. I want to spend my life with you. Because you can always cut off an engagement. You know what I mean? Like it's just a gesture to say, I want to be with you forever.
Fine. Guys.
And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
If Chella got engaged as a gesture,
fine. Yeah.
It's a lovely gesture.
Yeah.
Tracy, hey, Trace.
Hello, how are you all going?
Good. Joel, how long did you know the person before you got engaged?
Well, we knew each other, didn't know each other, but I eyed him off. But a week we were going out and he asked me to marry him.
1 week?
And
did it last?
We are still together. We are nearly, we're going on 28 years.
Wow.
Oh.
After a week in you.
Yes, three children too.
Oh, Trey, see? True love reigns. It's fine.
Yes.
And it was a gesture. Just a gesture.
It's just a gesture.
You get some Kmart Cash. Everyone gets Kmart Cash because we're making it rain on Monday. Woo! I love that sound effect. I love that sound effect so much. There's going to be an email from Jace about the sound effect, but I don't care.
It's a good sound
it's
effect.
Such
play
a
it
great
again.
Sound
play
effect.
It again.
Yay! Thanks, everyone, for your calls.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio
Show. With Harley Breen. 13 10 60. Mm. How much damage did your child cause in a shop? How much? How much money did the child cost you? How much? How much?
I'm trying to think of the worst thing that my child has done now.
In a shop.
In a shop. I generally consider myself to be a good parent. Yeah.
I don't think that's a
running
parenting.
Hey.
Sometimes your kid, they're slippery little suckers.
They are slippery little suckers.
Especially if you've got more than one.
Yep.
And you're focusing on one and then the other's out.
Yeah.
Just smashing up Ming vases.
That's right. I'm always around Ming vases.
I'm around priceless Ming vases. Yeah. Oh, what about the last time we were around the Picasso? Yeah. Oh, Marcello just took to that with a texter.
We were at a major gallery.
Yeah.
And Leonard, when he was three, just turned the escalator off.
Fantastic. We talk about this because a child has reportedly destroyed over $1,000 of makeup at Sephora. And I can tell you, as a makeup lover, the photos are very upsetting. I can tell you that... are you looking at this now? Have you seen it?
Yeah.
So they're in the, it looks like, I'm trying to think what makeup brand these are.
It looks awesome.
Like the NARS or something. But all the eyeshadows have just been mashed.
Yes.
There are, I reckon, I don't know, 50 little palettes, little circles, and some kid has just gone up and smooshed their hand all across it.
Yes.
And Brittany Nelson went into Sephora, and it was in Augusta, Georgia, on a Saturday night, and she saw it and snapped a photo of it, and it's gone viral. And so, shop for your makeup without your kids was the caption she put on there. And she said it was destroyed by a small child. She said she never saw the child do it, but the tiny glittery footprints gave away that it was a small human. She said she was shocked at the sight of it, but the Sephora employee sprung to action and cleaned it all up and replaced the testers. But it is a hectic...
I endorse it.
It looks like a unicorn exploded. It's hectic.
If you're going to leave stuff like that out at child's eye level that looks like paint, you've got to expect that they're going to go cut sick with it.
It does look... I don't know. I understand how this can happen because kids don't understand the value. I mean, you know, they're probably $42 a pop for one eyeshadow. Oh, yeah. Oh, doll. If they're a heavy pigment, for sure. Waterproof. Jeez. Yeah, $42. Nah, that's normal. I mean, it is for Sephora.
It's not normal. I mean, it's normal, but it's not.
There are some women who spend like $200 on a brush, on a makeup brush. That's you don't even understand. I can't walk into Sephora or Mecca Maxima without spending over $100.
I genuinely can't picture one of those shops in my mind's eye.
I'm like level, I'm superior Grand Poobah level of Mecca Maxima. They're going to name a wing after me at the head offices. Yeah.
They've got a wing.
That's how many points I have on my card.
Really?
I'm just thinking about having the chip inserted in my wrist
so I can
just wave it across the at Sephora.
Big brother's watching.
All right, 131060, we have Kmart cash to give away. How much damage did your kid do? What did they break? How much did it cost you? We'll take the calls next.
I've been a very destructive human being in my past. Mm. I must have done some sort of major damage, or my child must have done some major damage. My child hasn't. I can't think of it in my head.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing that's come into my head right now that I did, and I had good intentions. My sister, who is 5 years my senior.
Lois,
had bought her first car. It was a Honda Civic. It was a secondhand from the Honda dealership, so they'd done all the new car detailing to this secondhand car.
She was giving me a good what's the superior. I'm just writing it down.
Okay. She was very proud. She loved the car, and she went away for the weekend. I thought, you know what I'll do? I love my sister. I'll show her by cleaning her car.
Oh, no.
So I cleaned her car, and I noticed there was some flecks on the Duco of the car that I couldn't quite get off. And I went, I know. I'll go and get the scourer from the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. I did the same.
And I scrubbed all the little flecks that were stuck on it, which were bits of sap or something like that. And under the water, it looked great. And as soon as it dried... just sanding patches all over that. I just walked away and went, nothing.
I did the same to my dad's car. I scoured it. No, the worst thing I did, and we're talking about this because a kid went into Sephora and smashed up $1,000 worth of eyeshadow. I got the Mr. Sheen, and my mum had an antique dining table that she'd inherited from her grandmother.
Yes.
It was worth a lot of money. And I wrote the letters F and then the U, the other letters, and then the C and then the rest in Mr. Sheen. And it burnt into the top of the old lacquer.
I did exactly the same thing into my mate's carpet. Because I spilt beer and
He is not a drinker, and I, as you might have heard in the past, am.
Yeah.
And he was a bit frustrated that I spilt the beer, and his wife was also a little bit, had a couple of drinks, and we were both laughing and thought it was really funny. So he went and got the carpet cleaner to clean it up, and I grabbed it off him and wrote that same word in the carpet, think it's funny, and they couldn't get it out. It was there when they moved out of the apartment.
13 10 60. How much damage did your kid cause? Becky in Prospect. Hello.
Hi.
What happened?
My child, he'd only just started getting into a trolley and was at that grabby stage.
Oh yes.
And I'm in the fruit shop, and he grabs a supportive lime. Obviously, it was a supportive lime. It supported this whole wall of fruit and veggies, which. Yeah. Completely waterfall down the shop, out of the shopping complex, down the bubbling escalators, and landed at Boost Juice.
Oh, well, that's good.
Amazing.
What a great ad.
How much did that cost you?
$200.
It made you pay.
It was a lot of fruit.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fruit.
That's on there. That's stack your fruit like an idiot.
Oh, Becky, you've got some Kmart cash because we're making it rain on Monday. Well done. Sarah in the Blue Mountains. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, guys. I love your show, by the way.
Oh, thanks,
Thank
mate.
You. Love it. How much damage did your kid do?
Well, okay, it was actually me. I was about 7 or 8 years old. My parents just got a brand new car and they brought it home. Yeah. And I thought it would be really, really sweet of me to, like, engrave my name on my dad's door. I thought it would be really, like, cute of me to do that.
What did you use?
Anyway, I remember I just engraved my name. I just wrote Sarah across my dad's door with a nail that I found on the driveway.
Oh.
And, my dad was not impressed. Cost about $3,000 to get it fixed, and I was grounded for a month.
But
I thought it was the sweetest thing I could do. So,
what is with little kids writing their names on things? Because Odette has gone through that phase. Yeah. But I'll just be walking around the house and just, like, on a chair.
Yeah.
There's Odette. I'm like, idiot, at least use another name. At least have an alias.
Yeah, we've said this before, but Leonard and Odette are the same people. Like, Leonard's the same thing.
I'll just find her name.
His name all around the
I
house.
I found it written in the cutlery drawer.
Oh.
Like, I found it written on a towel, just in a biro.
Yeah.
I found her name written in the most bizarre places. I'm like, idiot. Yeah. On the toilet.
Yeah.
Just in, like, just like in Sharpie.
Write Marcella, mate.
Right? Idiot. Sarah, you get Kmart cash. Everyone gets Kmart cash. Well done. And that's all we have time for today.
Oh.
Show's over, buddy.
Two handover.
Yeah.
Jeez,
show's over. How's that?
Wow.
Not long to go, mate.
Not long. And then it's summer holidays.
You.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano.